אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד 10 הספירות.
We are reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, volume 1, part 4, chapter 3, page 229 in Hebrew. We are in Inner Light, item 60. You can send us your questions to kab.tv. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the study. תלמוד עשר הספירות, volume 1, part 4, chapter 3, page 229, inner light, item 60. It means that the Reshima is from Or Yashar, direct light, that remains from the first Hitpashtut, first expansion, reaching up to Keter. Since the Zivug Dehaka occurs there, in Masach the Bchina Dalet, because of that, the Aviut, coarseness, the Bechina Daled, is regarded as its panim, as it is from her that it gets its entire level. It regards Aviut, the Bechina Gimel and above, as the Achoraim of its Kli, and does not shine in it. Its opposite is the Or Chozer, reflected light, descending to it from the Heara, from the illumination of the Zivug of the upper Bechina. For example, when the Heara, Hazivug, the Bechina Bet, descends to a Sefira, the Bechina Gimel, that has been emptied of its Or, that descending Or Chozer comes from Zivug de Haka'a, performed in Masach de Aviur, the Bechina Bet, that reaches up to Bina. The Aviut, the Bechina Bet, is regarded as its Bechinat Panim, anterior, meaning its maximum height. It leaves Aviut, the Bechina Gimel, and Bechina Daled as Bechinat Achoraim, posterior, meaning ignobility and lack. Because they do not shine in it, it lowers them and brings them down. In other words, the Shinui Tzura, the disparity of form in them, becomes the separator over the Or, meaning the opposite of the Reshima, where Bechina Daled, the more Av, extends and joins with the greater, with the greatest Or. It is said, they differ in their nature, for one is Or Yashar and Rachamim, while the other is Or Chozer and Din. It is so because the Reshimot that remain in all the Sefirot come from Or Yashar and Rachamim, meaning from the first Hitpashtut, first expansion, when the Zivug on Masach de Bechina Daled came out, where the Mo'av, the coarser, is better, being all Rachamim. However, the descending Or Chozer from the illumination of the Zivugim that emerged during the Hizdakhut, purification, all these levels are regarded as Or Chozer and Din. They depart from the Aviut, bring down and lower the Aviut to Bechinat Achoraim.
They don't use it in order to bestow. It's a negative Aviut. It's being used as in a negative way.
Thus, the Or Chozer that descends from them is in contrast with the Reshimot, in which the more Av is more important.
Because it's bestowing more.
It turns out that what is regarded as Panim, posterior, for the Reshima, is regarded as Achoraim, anterior, is regarded as Achoraim, posterior, for the descending Or Chozer. Likewise, what is regarded as Panim, anterior, for the descending Or Chozer, is regarded as Achoraim, posterior, for the Reshima. And it is for that reason that they beat on each other.
Keep going.
Item 70, Inner Light, relates to the Reshimo craves and desires to rise to its source. Item 70. Since she is the part that remains after Hitpashtut Aleph, the first expansion, when she has already departed and vanished into her origin, that yearning and desire becomes imprinted in the Reshima as well. It is said, although it does not actually ascend as the Reshimo remains forever below, it nonetheless wishes and yearns to ascend. In other words, even though the Reshima is destined to remain in the Kli and never rise to her origin, she nonetheless has the desire to ascend, as the force of the O is in general necessarily remains imprinted in her. Item 80 relates to, but the O Chozer descends below. It means that it comes and extends from the Ma'atzil, from the emanator, by a new zivug. It comes down to Hitlapshut, to clothe inside the goof, because all these zivugim that emerge on the degrees of it, his dakhut, purification, are made in the Rosh, from which they extend from above downward to the goof.
Meaning, even if the tabur rises the chazen onward to the peh and supposedly departs the light, but the degrees where the zivug daka take place, they descend below from the rosh to the guf, meaning rises and descends, ascends. Meaning all of those degrees, even though they come out, and we call it nekudot, that they depart from the partzuf, but on the way, they keep filling the partzuf in their lights.
Because all those zivugim that emerged in the degrees of its purification are made in the Rosh, and they extend from there above downward to the goof. However, because they emerge during this dakhut, purification, and will not continue to be, it is regarded as O Chozer and Din. It is said, however, the O Chozer descends downward. In other words, if we take only the time of the zivug into account, it expands and descends temporarily for Hitlapshut, clothing in the goof. The Reshima, however, wishes to leave the goof and ascend to its origin. Know that because of that, the descending Or Chozer from the Heara, the illumination of the Zivug, overpowers the Or of the Reshima when they beat on each other. As a result, Nitzotzin, sparks, spread from this Or Chozer and clothe inside the Kli that is emptied of Or. Thus, the Or of the Reshima is rejected from within her and rises above that Kli as Tagin on top of the Otiyot. As the Ari will write, they cannot be in a single Kli, for their opposite. No, that the above Haka'a and Bitush are made above the empty Kli. For the Reshima strikes on the Or Chozer and does not let it expand. And the descending Or Chozer strikes on the Reshima to clothe and shine in the Kli. In the end, there are Nitzotzin, sparks that spread from the Or Chozer that descends and come inside the Kli. Item 11, the words of the Ari.
Yeah, well, let's remain here and go to the next part.
And before we move on to the next part of the lesson, let's sing a song together.
הם בונים שם שיטה נהור ועל הביסוס לא מוכר הלוואי והייתי קרוב מסתובב עם הבלתי נתפס איך אפשר לבנות אהבה מרגיש כמו תינוק מיותם סוג של קנאה מתוקה הם מושיטים לי ידיים הם לא נותנים לי ליפול החברים שלי שיטים לי ידיים הם לא נותנים לי ליפול החברים שלי אתן להם את הכל מאחורי המסך השקר הגוף מילים מקסימות של אור רציתי איתם לעוף אבל הלב שלי שחור מסתובב עם הבלתי נתפס איך אפשר לבנות אהבה אך בכל זאת מרגיש מיותר סוג של קינה מתוקה הם מושיטים לי ידיים הם לא נותנים לי ליפול החברים שלי אתן להם את הכל הם מושיטים לי ידיים הם לא נותנים לי ליפול החברים שלי אתן להם את הכל לעולם הם לא ייתנו לי ליפול אני אתן להם אתן את הכל כי לעולם הם עזרים מול ידיים גבוה לשמיים לחברים שלי לחברים שלי הם מושיטים לי ידיים הם לא נותנים לי ליפול החברים שלי אתן להם את הכל הם מושיטים לי ידיים הם לא נותנים לי ליפול שלי אתן להם את הכל הם מושיטים לי ידיים הם לא נותנים לי ליפול החברים שלי אתן להם את הכל החברים שלי אתן להם את הכל החברים שלי אתן להם